Well, there's no doubt that President Trump had the authority to order the ground raid in Yemen, but his authority to ban travel from seven majority Muslim countries is under question. A federal judge put the president's order on hold, and yesterday an appeals court heard arguments in the case. We're waiting for the results of that case. And speaking at a gathering of sheriffs in Washington today, President Trump denounced the arguments against his executive order as, quote, disgraceful.
I don't ever want to call a court biased, so I won't call it biased. And we haven't had a decision yet. But courts seem to be so political, and it would be so great for our justice system if they would be able to read a statement and do what's right. And that has to do with the security of our country, which is so important.
President Trump has also taken to Twitter to criticize the federal judge that put a stay on his order, and all this is leading many to worry about a constitutional crisis. Joining us now is Bruce Ackerman, professor of law and political science at Yale. He's also the author of many books that focus on constitutional law and public policy. Professor, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. And setting aside the arguments over the president's executive order, what do you think about what he's been saying about courts, about judges, especially calling a federal judge, James Robart, a so-called judge?
Well, you see, many presidents have disagreed with opinions once they have been rendered. Mr. Trump is assaulting the integrity of the judicial system when he is trying to intimidate judges while they're deciding the case. This is unprecedented and an assault on the fundamental principles of judicial independence. And it's especially worrying because the internal checks on the executive branch, the traditional watchdogs of legality in the of the executive branch, have been politicized and transformed into clever lawyers who are willing to present legal arguments for almost anything that the president wants to do. So the traditional watchdog of legality in the executive branch is the Office of Legal Counsel. The Office of Legal Counsel should have spent some time thinking about the fundamental issues raised by the president's order. It simply rubber stamped it.
Well, what about the idea that this is going to lead to a constitutional crisis? Explain what that is exactly, and do you think that this is leading to a constitutional crisis?
Yes, it is already leading to a crisis. What we have here is the erosion of the internal checks on executive legality, both in the Office of Legal Counsel, and we already have the appointment of a White House counsel who was President Trump's lawyer for the campaign. So he is a very substantial lawyer, but he is a partisan. He is going to be spending all his time trying to elaborate why whatever the president wants to do is legal. So that means that President Trump is going to do things in the world, exploit the fact that his lawyers say it's legal, and then change the status quo, and then force Congress and the courts and the American people to react. Well, this places intense pressure on these other institutions, and especially the courts. The time and again, if President Trump tries to condemn the courts. For example, on Sunday, he said, "I just can't believe a judge would put our country in such peril. If something happens,
right,
blame him and the court system." He's saying, if there is a terrorist attack, you shouldn't blame me. You should blame the courts.
Right. And he's also gone after the media on that front as well, and said that the media would be to blame.
This is really the talk of a demagogue. And there should be no hesitation. This is not something that an a president who is supposed to be, you know, mindful of his responsibilities under the Constitution as interpreted by judges and respectful of the Congress of the United States should engage in. And this is only the beginning, of course. You see, and I'm very concerned if this is simply going to be repeated time and time again.
And I think we're going to have to keep watching, and we're going to have to leave it there. Bruce Ackerman, sure. Professor of Law and Political Science at Yale, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you.